Nolte, Several Democrat-run cities face police recruiting crisis. By John Nolte on May 19, 2021. The far-left Axios reports police recruiting suffers as morale hits new lows. Citing the Democrat-run cities of Charlotte, Minneapolis, Des Moines, and Denver as the most notable examples. Charlotte, North Carolina, which has been run exclusively by Democrats for 22 years, says policing applications are down 26% compared to the first 4 months of last year. Des Moines, Iowa, which has been run exclusively by Democrats for nearly a quarter century, saw a 50% drop in police applicants. Fayetteville, Arkansas, a city with a nonpartisan office but a mayor who's currently serving his fourth four-year term, had only 10 applicants qualify for interviews compared to what is typically about 40, due to a smaller applicant pool. Minneapolis, Minnesota, where Democrats have been in charge for nearly 50 years, reports, there are far fewer police officers patrolling the streets of Minneapolis so far this year than city officials anticipated. Members of a city council committee Thursday approved $6.4 million for the city's police department to hire dozens more officers this year. Further, the city's own data shows the number of officers plummeted from 817 to just 638. Denver, Colorado, where Democrats have been in charge for 59 years, hired D-97 fewer officers than expected in 2020. And some of the 81 officers who were injured in last summer's unrest still have not returned to full duty. Not all Democrat-run cities are annihilating police morale. Tampa, Florida, has increased funding. But if morale and recruiting are low, the Democrats in charge are the reason. Why would anyone want to be a police officer in a city where Democrats are in charge? A city where the domestic terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter are allowed to terrorize, loot, and burn with impunity. A city where if you arrest them they are immediately released. Where if you defend yourself, you will be thrown to the howling jackals in the corporate media and forever smeared as a Klansman. The International Association of Chiefs of Police has just declared the state of recruitment is a crisis for law enforcement, which is a surprise to no one who understands human nature. The Democrat Party, as well as countless everyday Democrat voters, have not only turned against the police, they have become openly pro-criminal, which is the only way to describe the full-throated endorsement of a terrorist movement like Black Lives Matter as they openly and proudly rampage, burn, and loot city after city, all to the sound of a cheering media. Being a police officer is tough enough, dangerous enough. But when you are going into the field knowing you are being portrayed as the villain, it's even more dangerous, not to mention thankless. The net effect of this is going to be exactly what the voters in these cities deserve: more crime, more blight, lower property values. You get what you vote for, and despite what's happening before their very own eyes, these morons keep voting for terror, anarchy, death, racism, poverty, pollution, and failure. But at least the mean tweets are gone. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.